Happy Easter to you, Miss Doyle. You're looking well.
Simon Middleton stands beside me. He is strong and shining and dimpled and alone. Thank you. How lovely to see you, I say.
And you?
I clear my throat. Say something witty, Gemma. Something beyond the obvious, for heaven's sake. It's a lovely day, isn't it? Simon smirks.
Quite. Let's see. You look lovely. It's lovely to see one another. And, of course, the weather is quite lovely. I do believe we have encompassed the loveliness of all things lovely.
He has made me laugh. It is a talent of his. How beastly a conversationalist I am.
Not at all. In fact, I dare say you are a lovely conversationalist.
Several horses streak past, and Simon greets them with a cheer. I hear congratulations may soon be in order. It is bold of me to say it. Simon arches an eyebrow. His lips press into a wicked smile that makes him ever so attractive.
For what, pray tell?
They say your suit of Miss Fairchild is quite serious, I reply, looking down the dirt path to where Lucy Fairchild mounts her horse.
It occurs to me that cricket is not the true sport in London,
Simon says.
Gossip is.
I shouldn't have repeated it. I am sorry.
Don't be, not on my account. I rather adore rudeness.
The wicked smile is back. It works its magic, and I find I am lighter.
Actually, I do have my heart set on a new girl.
My stomach tightens. Oh?
Yes, her name is Bonnie. She's right over there.
He points to a gleaming chestnut mare being led to the starting line.
Some say her teeth are too strong for her face, but I disagree.
And think of what you shall save on a groundskeeper, for your grass shall be kept quite tidy by Bonnie, I say.
Yes, ours will be a happy union. Quite stable,
he says, drawing a laugh from me. There is a matter I wanted to discuss with you, if I may, I say, haltingly. It concerns your mother.
Indeed?
He looks disappointed.
What has she done now?
It is about Miss Worthington.
Ah, Felicity. What has she done now?
Lady Markham is to present her at court, I say, ignoring his jibe. But your mother seems to object.
My mother is not an admirer of Mrs. Worthington's, and their feud wasn't helped by your prank at Christmas with Miss Bradshaw. My mother felt her own reputation was injured by that.
I am sorry, but Felicity must make her debut. Is there anything I can do to help her? Simon turns his wicked gaze to me, and a blush rises on my neck.
Leave well enough alone.
I can't, I plead. Simon nods, considering.
Then you shall have to secure Lady Markham's affections. Tell Felicity to charm the old bat and her son Horace as well. That should win the day, and her inheritance.
Yes, he says, seeing my expression.
I know she must make her debut in order to claim her fortune. Everyone does. And there are plenty in London who'd rather see the brash Felicity Worthington under her father's control.
Down at the far end of Lady's Mile, the horsewomen are at the line. They sit tall in their saddles, the picture of restraint and elegance, while their blinded horses snort and prance. They are ready to run, to show what they can do.
It's good to see you, Gemma.
Simon brushes my arm ever so slightly.
I have wondered how you are, if you still had the false bottom box I gave you, and if you still kept your secrets locked inside it.
I still have it, I say.
The mysterious Gemma Doyle.
And does Miss Fairchild possess secrets? I ask. He glances down the path where Lucy Fairchild sits tall on her mount.
She is untroubled.
Untroubled, carefree. There is no dark lining to her soul.